Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God going to respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's going to happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
I want you to come on. Says that we are to be provoked to jealousy in a good thing. But I want you to know that the anointing of God is not relegated but to one name, and that is Jesus. And I've seen some things, and I've seen some anointed people. I've seen men and women pray to the power of God move. So happy to have my mother here, the international mother. That's it. Yeah. Mother Winan. And I saw my brother David, my eldest brother David, had been living for about 3 days with a ruptured appendix. The poison was all through his body. They weren't expecting him to live, and gone to the hospital. They operated one. And then they got him in and they saw more. They had to operate again. And when they finished that second operation, they came back and told them that there was another pocket of poison that they need to go in and get. And at the time, my father said, no. I don't know why I let you operate in the first place. And he called for the elders of the church. And they came in and prayed. Elder Stacks and Elder Weatherspoon. And they said, Lord, for his grandfather's sake, heal him. And the doctors came back and said, we don't know where it went, but the poison is gone. And David is alive today because I've seen you work. And I want you to work in me. Everybody that wants God to do something through them, just say that one time. Say, I see and I want you to work. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Second Chronicles, the fifth chapter. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. I wish I had a voice tonight. I was hollering the other day. Mold me and make me after thy will while I am waiting. Second Chronicles, and Mother Boyd was here. She might say it like this. Y'all ready? Y'all got to go with me. Use me, Lord, in your servant. Draw me nearer every day. I'll be willing. Second Chronicles 5 and 11. Second Chronicles 5 and 11, and we'll begin reading at the 11th verse. If you have it, indicate by shouting amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas. We are to encourage, inspire, extrinsically through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. Listen, guys, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and we are here We are here. We are here just to give you a word of God to let you know that no matter where you may find yourself at today, know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. The Bible says it like this: trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Listen, take out the moment, take out the time to tell a friend, tell a neighbor, listen, to come on and get on board and sit up with us and have us. Let's have some church this morning. Is that all right? Let's have a little church this morning. We're going to do what we do best. You know how we do it here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're going to have our word of prayer. Once we have our word of prayer, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to go into our scripture for today. Those of you all that follow along with those scriptures of the day, that scripture for today is going to be the book of Psalms in 147. So once you 147 and verse 11. So I want you to get your Bibles ready and put a pen mark there on Psalms 147 and 11. Get your pen and mark that there again. It's Psalms 147 and 11. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come and to partake in thy word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a lamp unto our pathway. God, you are great and greatly to be praised. So we thank you in advance for all that you do, for everywhere that you have touched, provided, and met our needs said, oh God. We say thank you because we understand and know that if it had not been for you on our side, Father, we don't know where we would be. So we thank you, oh gracious Master. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies that is provided to us on a day-to-day basis. We just want to say thank you because we have no other recourse, because you are our resource. Not only are you our resource, but Lord, you are our keeper. You are our watchman. You are the one that keeps us in perfect peace because our mind is stayed on you. So today, God, we want to just say thank you for all that you do and for all that you are. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we want to make sure that we share our verse of scripture with you on this morning. Again, that's the book of Psalms. That's the book of Psalms. And you'll find this in 147 and verse 11, book of Psalms 147 and 11. And it simply reads this. It says, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. We'll read that again. The Lord take pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word. We also want to make sure that we share all of those great countries that are listening in with us on this morning. We want to say thank you, guys. We want to thank you all for your continued support to allow us to speak and speak life to you, through you, and let you know that even in whatever your condition may be, know that God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So we want to make sure that we tell you thank you. We understand that you guys that are listening in here in the United States, we have free will to do that. But we want to also put into your hearts and into your mind in your prayer time to pray for our other countries that are listening in, because there are some that are listening in to us overseas and on those rural countries to listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ is considered as a sacrilege, if you would, to those that are listening in. Some of them huddle into little small spaces to read the word of God and to listen to Christian radio and Christian television. Listen, we have our free will to do it here. This is my soapbox moment, y'all. Just go ahead on and ride with me for a minute. But listen, they listen in fear of Christ, but also in fear of their life, because they fear God enough to love him, to be in that presence, to let God do what he want to do. But he's also understand that there are those that will drag them into public, and make a public spectacle out of them. Take their children and sell them into slavery. Take them and execute them in public because of their disobedience to listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, we have our free will here to be able to listen. We ourselves enjoyed two services on Sunday, my wife and myself. We enjoyed two services. There are some that do three services on yesterday. But listen, they did it with the free will of knowing that I can go and have a service. I can go worship with friends and family, and I can go and worship and pray. I can listen to the Christian radio as I drive along the way. I can have a Christian app on my phone. But there are countries that if they have possessions of any of these things, listen to me very carefully, their lives are in danger. But we have the privilege, people of God, to share this gospel and be a part of this gospel. And we want to tell all of you that we are praying for you, and we know that what you're doing is not going in vain. I'm going to say it again. What you're doing will not be in vain. God sees your sacrifice, and he loves you enough to let you know that this sacrifice that you're making will not go in vain. Again, your sacrifice will not go in vain. So let us make sure that we acknowledge these great countries. And as we acknowledge these great countries, we want to tell you guys, thank you. 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 Again, thank you. United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, Israel, India, Portugal, and we have the Netherlands. And we want to say thank you guys so much for your continued support, your continued connection with us as we share this gospel of Jesus Christ across these airwaves. Listen, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be back with the Word of God. And know that in this, whatever you may be in, God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I don't know what you may be going through today. I don't know where this may find you at today. I don't know if this thing have caught you at a pass in your life. But I want you to share with you this morning that in the midst of whatever it is that the enemy may be trying to do to you, God has a way out for you. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. No matter what you may be going through, know that God, whatever the enemy is doing to you, God has a way out for you. Amen. Amen. So continue to listen in. Continue to listen in as we share this great gospel of Jesus Christ. And know that he is able to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. Amen.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver. cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
With that collaboration. But listen, guys, what I want to share with you this morning. It comes from that verse that we read on this morning. That verse that we read on this morning, verses Psalms 147. And it simply said, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. I'm going to read that again. The Lord take pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his pleasure. I'm sorry, hope in his mercy. Father, may you add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and the doers of your word. As I was sitting here and began to try to figure out a word for today. By the way, the topic of this month is called a fresh beginning. Fresh beginning. A fresh beginning. Sometimes, people of God, in order for us to understand the direction that God has for us, we have to go back to that place where we first understood who God was. Can we just be frank and be honest? The reason why we did a lot of the things that we did in the world is because we didn't have a fear, a healthy fear of the Lord. Now, I don't want you to think that what I'm going to break down to you this morning in this passage of Scripture is by any means a way of the Word of God being used as a battering ram or a weapon against you. I want you to understand that this fear that you have is a fear of reverence. You know how it was when we were younger and our parents put a decree out. And that decree simply went just like this. You better be in the house. Before the street lights come on. Now, there were many a times I tested the decree. Yeah, I tested the decree because I had got it down to a science, brothers. I'm going to tell you like this. I had got it down to a science. I knew that time, you know how time changes. And it started getting dark about 6:30, 7 o'clock during the fall. But during the winter months when time kind of switched back, when we fall back, the time went from 6:30 from 6:30 to 7 o'clock. From 7:30 to 8 o'clock during the summertime, and then in the wintertime it went from 6:30 to 7 o'clock. It started getting dark about 6:30. So what I learned, people of God, this is what I learned as I dissect this thing. Let me help you. I got it down to a science. I knew that it said I need to be heading toward the house, depending how far up the street I was. I needed to be heading toward the house at a certain time. I got it down to a science. I'm just going to be honest with you. I got it down to a science, and I knew what time my feet needed to be touching the carpet in the house. I'm just going to be real honest with you. I got it down to a real good science. I knew that at 6:30, 2 on the dot, my foot needed to be touching that carpet so I could be in the house, because I was trying my best to respect the decree. but I was going to do as much as possible to stay, watch this here, in my element on the outside, but I wanted to make sure I'm going somewhere with me. Ride with me, if you would. Before my feet could touch that carpet, I knew I had to be on my way to my mama's house before the light came on the street lights. And so there was a fear, a healthy fear. It was some things that as kids that we just wouldn't say. Yeah, in the presence of our parents. I grew up in a single parent home. My mama raised me, but I had uncles. We still talk about a fresh beginning, but I gotta give you some foundation. I sat back and I learned the people of God that there were boundaries that I could stretch. So I'm gonna tell y'all my story and y'all ride with me for a minute. I made up in my mind. I was in high school. I was in the 11th grade, and I was gonna drop out of school. I told my mama I'm gonna drop out of school and I'm gonna find me a job. I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna be straight. I ain't worried about it. I'm done. And my mama looked at me and she smiled. She said, "All right, it's your decision. You made this decree. You made this. You made this your confession, if you would." And in that confession, people of God, I was sitting in the living room. It was a Saturday morning. I had made up my mind. I'm sitting up there, and I got my hands folded. I got my feet up, contemplating in my mind how in the world am I going to get me a job and how I'm going to make this thing happen. I'm going to make this thing work for me. I'm going to be good. I got an epiphany. I got a wake up call in the person of my uncle. My uncle is going on to be with the Lord, and I tell this story still to this day to every man that I can get my hands on to let him understand the level of respect that you got to have for the men that's connected to your life. You got to have the respect of who God put in your life, who God put around your life. Watch this, people of God. Watch this, people of God. I made up in my mind. I had put into position and in play in my mind. I said, "What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, and I ain't worried about it." But as I was sitting there contemplating, pulling things together in my mind, I hear my uncle truck pull up. And on Saturdays, every once in a while, on some Saturdays, he'll come and pick me up, and he'll take me to do little odds and end jobs sometime, and he'll put a little change in my pocket. And I thought maybe this was one of them days he forgot to tell the brother, you know. And he'd pull up and he'd blow his horn on this black Chevy pickup truck. And when he pulls up, he beckons me to come on. I go and he said, "Don't worry about putting no shoes on, just come on." Walking outdoors, I got my slippers on and I'm going in. I get in the car and he sits there and he has a real good conversation with me. Says to me, he says, "Your mama told me that you decided that you don't want to go to school." I say, "Yes, sir. I'm not going to school. I'm going to drop out and I'm done. I'm sick of school and sick of these people, these teachers, and sick of all of this. This is a bit much for me. I'm done." And my uncle, with this cool as a cucumber attitude, looks at me, says, well, what you're not going to do is you're not going to drop out of school. So as a matter of fact, you're going to do everything in your power to pass. So you're going to pull forth 110% effort, and whatever you got to do to graduate, you're going to do. That includes summer school, if need be. I told him, I say, Uncle, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. He said, oh, yeah, you're going to do it. He said, you're going to do it willingly or unwillingly. You're going to do it. Watch as the story unfolds. My uncle had a towel folded nice and neat in the front seat, and he patted this towel three times when he said willingly or unwillingly. Now, people of God, I never, still to this day, I'm 50 years old. I was in my teens when it happened. This is show you how effective this in my life. this man patted the towel. And whatever was under the towel, I never got the opportunity to see. But the intensity of the tap changed my whole mentality. I went to school that next week, and I put forth 110% effort. Now let's fast forward this thing a little bit further. We were in senior day at school, and my English teacher came and got me. She said, you're not going to walk across this stage because you have an F with this paper in my class. I said, listen, you don't understand. I got the pass. I got the graduate. see. Sometimes, people of God, the fear of a situation will push you to where you need to be. I know y'all trying to figure out where I'm going, but I promise y'all, if you ride with me for a minute, I promise you, I'm getting to the end of the story, and we're gonna get real good in the text. Now watch this. I told her I need to pass this class. If I don't pass this class, my life is in danger if I don't pass this class. No, ma'am, you don't understand. You're not comprehending that I need to pass this class. She said, listen, son. She said, you got one more time to pass this, one more time to take this test to pass this class. She said, I'm going to give you an opportunity to. She said, you need to make at least a C, not a D, not a B, but a C to pass this class. Now, passing C is a 75. A 76 back in the day was a B. I needed to make a 75. I said, okay, give me the opportunity to retake this test so I can graduate, because my life depends on it. I need to pass this class. So I go to her class, I retake the test. I go back downstairs to the senior assembly, and I'm sitting there, and my knees is knocking, and people looking at me, what's wrong, man? I'm waiting on this answer for this test, man. I'm waiting on this answer. D, what's going on, man? Don't talk to me right now. I need to get the answer to this test. And at the time, people of God, I wasn't even saved, but I was talking to the Lord like I'm talking to y'all right now. Look, God, listen, man, bro. Say, dude, yeah. You know that man that tapped that towel. You know we got a problem. So I need you. I say, y'all, listen. You need to make this thing make sense now. I need you to fix this for me, because if you don't fix this for me, listen, I'm going to be coming to see you real soon. I need you to fix this. Now watch this. I wind up passing the class out of the fear and the reverence of my uncle. Mom, come here. Let me help you. There are some things in our life that we need to understand, people.
people of God, when you want to get a fresh start, you need to get a real good fear of what God is doing. You need to be afraid of some stuff. You need to be afraid of some places. You need to be afraid of some walking with certain people. You need to be afraid. When you get a real good reverence of who God really is and what God is really doing and how he's showing up and where he's going and the operating of what he's doing in your life, you need to get a fear, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. When you learn how, God help me right through here, when you learn how to walk after God's own heart, you got to learn that there's a revelation of fear that's attached to you, because when God is able, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We need to learn how to walk after his heart, walk after his mindset, and let him be God, and let him be God all by himself. He's a deliverer. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. He can take your very current situation. He'll turn it and make it work for your good. But watch what you have to do, people of God. You have to learn how to fear him for who he is and fear him for what he can do. Watch this in your life. Now, this is not a fear of you're scared, but the Bible says, he said, work out your own soul salvation and fear and trembling. That word fear is a respect. See, some, God help me right up in here. Sometimes it's just the good to respect the things of God. It's just good to respect God for being God and what he's, not only what he's going to do, but what he is able to do. I fear him, not in the sense of I'm trembling every time I'm in his presence, but I fear him that I reverence him. I know who he is. I know that in the midst of this thing that I'm going through, I fear him enough to go to him. I respect him enough to go to him. I respect who he is, and I'll get into his presence, and I watch here. I won't get into his presence any kind of way. Come on here. Let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. God is not only disabled, but God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, because of who he is. He will operate, Shando Shite Nanandiobai. He'll operate not only for you, but he'll operate in you. When you get a real good, healthy fear of God, God will do some things in your life, because you're walking in the mindset that God, no matter where I may find myself, no matter what condition or circumstance I may be in, no matter how bad this situation is, I'm going to respect you. I'm going to reverence you, because it is in you I live. It's in you I breathe. It's in you I have my being. I cannot do anything without you. I'm learning in my walk with God that there must be a level of fear and respect that he deserves, because he is God, and he is God all by himself. My fresh beginning starts with my ability to understand that God is in control. He says, watch what the scripture says. The scripture says, he takes pleasure in those that fear him. When you know who he is, watch what he does. He knows who you are. He takes pleasure, because we don't operate under our own self. That fear, that reverence, we don't just do it on our own. We go to our Father, our Abba Father. And when we go to him, we go to him in reverence. We don't tell God what we're going to do. We ask God. We go to him in a reverence state of mindset and say, Lord, if it be your will, come on here. Lord, lead me and guide me along. Come on here. Lord, give me clarity in this. Lord, show me what that comes here, and get a little bit closer to the fire. He said your ability to come to me and reverence me for not just who I am, but who you are to him. It takes pleasure and you reverencing him, he takes pleasure. He takes pleasure in the mindset that you would go into and say, Lord, I'm here. I'm in this thing. I'm operating in this place. But I don't want to operate in this place, and I don't want to be here if your will is not here. We need to learn. Come here. Let me bless you. Let me give you clarity. Let me give you strength. Let me give you hope. We walk after the mindset of God. When you walk after the mindset of God, the shifting takes place. There's a rebirth, if you would. When you take the mindset of not just who God is, but you take pleasure and reverence and where God is. See. The overwhelming resource of who God is should make us want to reverence him. I'm going to say that again. The overwhelming resource, not source, not just source, but resource of who God is, should make us reverence him. I know you're trying to figure that out. Preacher, what are you talking about? He woke you up this morning, the overwhelming resource of who God is. You got the activity of your limbs, the overwhelming resource of who God is. He clothes you in your right mind, the overwhelming resource. In perfect peace, all hell was breaking loose around your life. He's overcoming in your life. Why? From going, I mean, the results. If this reference for being the source, because without with him, without him, he is the source. Help you. The door allowed you to have y'all come here and get a little bit closer to the fire, and let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Listen, he was the one who spoke to man and told him, I know that everybody on this roster is qualified except for this person, but it's something. Come on here. The people, the world call it something. We call it the anointing. That's here. Why? Come on, Reverend, and do it. He is the source. He is the reason behind everything working for your good. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. There's a resource, and God is a source. He's the action behind the He's the action behind the reason why everything is flowing the way it's flowing. Because if he had come here and let me help you, if it wasn't for him moving on the heart of that person. Y'all know the story about the old woman that was sitting and she was praying. She told God, she said, God, you are my source. I got these children here and they're hungry and they need food. And I don't have no money. And I need to fix some food for these kids. Lord, you got to make a way out of nowhere. And while she was praying the prayer, she prayed it with a window up. And the old drunk man heard her prayer and he was walking by. And as he walked by, he heard her prayer. And he ran to the store and he bought some lunch meat and some bread and some chips and a big old gallon of juice. And he took it and he set it on the window seat. She was still in the middle of prayer. And when she stopped the prayer, she looked up and she saw the lunch meat, the juice, the chips, the bread sitting on the windowsill, and she just started screaming, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, God bless you, hallelujah. And the old drunk man that was sitting there, he said, hey, that wasn't God, that was me. She said, Lord, thank you for the source. Thank you for moving on the heart of this man to bring us some food, God. Thank you for the source. With Jesus, we got to learn how to glorify God in the source. Because watch this here, it's a level of respect. We reverence him for who he is. We fear him. Because we don't know, because we need to know that not only is he our the thing, he's our everything. He's everything to us. Our fresh beginning starts with us understanding that no matter where we may find ourselves, no matter where we may find ourselves being, God not only will move for us, but God will move through us. The Bible says, he said, he'll wipe away every tear from our eyes. Said that he would soothe our aching heart. That he will give us peace when our mind is stayed in him. It says that all things work together for the good of him who love God and who are the called of God. We are purpose. We are purpose-driven people. We have purpose down on the inside of us. All things work together for the good of him who love God and who are called according to his purpose. Purpose exists in each and every last one of us. Without fear, our purpose can be misguided. Without fear, we act on emotions and not revelation. Without fear, Shanda, take that emotion and I did it. Without fear, we operate on our own accord. Without fear. Without fear, we'll call something God. In actuality, it's not God. The source of our resource, the power of not only just who God is, but why God is who God is. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the place of prayer and worship for who you are, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for peace. Thank you for power. Thank you for grace. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for understanding. That is in him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. We cannot do anything without you, Lord God. So we come with a mindset set on glorifying you, edifying you. For you are our everything. And we thank you in advance for all that you do. Father, we love you. Father, we love you. And we need you. We need you. We need you, Lord God. We need you like we never needed you before. We need you like we never needed you before, Father God. And so for that, we give your name glory. For that, we give your name honor. For that, we give your name dominion. And we give your name power. And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you.
Down, bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see, and God, please fix me. Let us see you. You right now.
Show me your face.
Oh,
fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
King of kings, Lord of lords.
fill the space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. Listen, guys, remember also, those of you that are looking for an opportunity to grow your business, please get in contact with us here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You guys can email us or you could just text message us. You could go to the phone number that we will provide to you, that you guys can go ahead on and you can connect with us via text message, or you can call us at 832-519-7646. Again, that number is 832-519-7646. You're looking for a way to grow your business. We can help you do that here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We can help you with your ads to be placed right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Those of you all who have businesses that you would like to grow and expand, we reach a broad audience, and we would love to be an assistance to help you guys with that. You guys, again, you can go to that number. That number is 832-519-7646, 832-579-5646. Those of you all who are looking for a way to grow your business, we would love to be that assistance to help and help you grow in the business. Whatever it may be, whether you're a caterer, whether you do cakes, whether you have a hair business, whether you have a barbershop, whether you have a beauty shop, whether you have an internet or online service that you guys are doing, we would love to help you. We also have a Freestyle Friday where we have you guys come on Freestyle Friday, and we just allow you to share your business. You can come on and do that, and we will connect with you and have you guys come on Freestyle Friday to share your business and share your vision of your business on the online with us. We love to have that happen. We also would like for those that are churches that will come on board, those guys, you guys that are pastors of churches, we would love to help you grow your church. We are pastors of the Abba House International, so we understand the importance of church growth and having the people of God to come back to church. Amen. So we understand. We understand the pandemic has caused a lot of people to shy away from church. But let us help you grow your church by allowing us to do your ad for your church, to announce the different churches and places that you guys are in the service times. We'll be glad to do that for you guys. We also would like to be able to help you guys that have organizations and things of that nature. You have those different organizations. We'd love to help you guys with that. Just give us a call. That number again is 832-519-7646. Give us a call and let us help you grow your business right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Amen. Amen. Also, those of you all that are looking to have that Bath experience, that lovely, that Calgon take me away moment, get in contact with Lady Douglas. Get in contact with Lady Douglas. You can get in contact with her on that same number, that 832-519-7646. She does bath scrubs, those bath bombs as well. She does bath bombs as well. So get in contact with her. She is the founder and the orchestrator of Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. I'm telling you guys, those guys that you guys that are looking for that bath experience where you just want to just melt away and float away, get in contact with her. She has some great body scrubs as well. I mean, fantastic scents and fantastic smells. You guys go ahead on and come on and get a part of and get on board with what she's doing with the body scrubs and these bath bombs. I promise you, you'll be glad that you got on board and did that as well. So we thank God for that opportunity to share with you this opportunity of ads and being able to come on board with your ad and with your business to get that thing growing and up and running. Amen. So again, that number is 832-519-7646, 832-519-7646. 1-800-346-9346. Give us a call, and we'll be glad to give you guys a hand with that. Again, you can follow us on Facebook. Those of you all that are following us on Facebook, you can follow us on the Abba House page, which is our church page. We also have our Worldwide Gospel Connection page. You can connect with us there. Go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection page and message us through Messenger and let us know, yes, sir, I would like to be a part of the ads where you guys announce the ads on the broadcast. Now, remember, guys, this is a live broadcast. Not only are we here in the United States, but we are across the country. So no matter where you call us from, we'll be able to help you guys and get you guys going and just let the people know that this broadcast has reached quite a few people across the world. So please make sure that you get in contact with us. The number again is 832-816-7646. Look forward to you guys getting in contact with us and letting us know that we can get you guys started and get everything going with you. Now remember, those of you all that are seeking Christ on this morning, we have our overcomer scripture and overcomer prayer that we share with you. And we want to share that with you this morning. Our overcome scriptures, Romans 10 and 9, and our the Romans 10 and 9 in simple says this: if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died, was raised from the dead. Now, those of you all that are under the sound of my voice and that you are looking for a relationship with Jesus Christ and you're looking for a connection with Jesus Christ, let me help you. Let me help you. Let us pray for you. Let us pray for you. Come on, let us pray for you. Come on, get your heart, gather your heart, gather your mind. I know the condition, the situation that you're in has put a bad taste in your mouth, made you bitter, made you upset, made you frustrated. But allow the word of God to be made manifest in you at Romans 10 and 9, which simply says, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, watch this part. If you surrender to him, he will surrender to you. It's very simple. It's not complicated. It's not difficult at all. Jesus will come in and he'll fix your current situation. So let us pray. When I pray, I'm going to reintroduce that scripture. When I reintroduce that scripture, the only thing I want you to do is just lift your hands and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's just that simple. It's not complicated. It's not complex at all. I promise you. You hear my word. It's not complicated. But the only thing you got to do is just surrender to it. So allow us to pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice. God, their hearts and their minds are everywhere. God, calm their hearts and calm their fears. Give them strength that even in this, that you are God. You are God all by yourself. And beside you, there is no other. It is in you they live. It's in you they breathe, in you that they have their being. And because you are God, you are God all by yourself. And we give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion. And we say thank you in advance for the hearts and the minds of those that are under the sound of our voice. As you gather them, God, in that place, in this place, give them strength to carry on. Give them strength to continue to fight the good fight of faith and not throw in the towel, and to continue to allow you to be the answer that they need. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen. Those of you all that surrendered your life, we want to give you three keys, very simple keys. Those keys are simple. First, get you a written Bible. Two, get into your church where it's teaching the word God. That's the reason why the Bible is important, because that word that they're preaching and the word that you have in your hand needs to line up. Now, watch this here. Make sure that when you get into that church, that pastor that's preaching, his life lines up with what you're saying, what he's saying. It needs to have, watch this here, consistency. Amen. It needs to have consistency. No man or no woman that stands behind the pulpit is perfect. But watch this here. They got consistency in their life. Thank you, Father. Consistency. We thank you for that opportunity to pray with you and to pray for you. Now, those of you all that are looking for a church home, we're here in the Houston, Texas area. Our new location is 5709 Eastland Street, 5709 Eastland Street. We're right there on the corner of Eastland and Valley in the Houston area. Remember to connect with us, 5709 Eastland Street. It's 709 Eastern Street. Come join us as we partake of the word. Come join us as we partake of the word and allow us to be the very thing that pushes you to that place where you need to be pushed at, strengthen you where you're weak, and give you encouragement where you need encouragement at. Amen? Amen. So, remember, join us every Sunday at 3 p.m., and that's 5709 Eastern Street. The zip is 77028. Come on and be a part of what God is doing at the Abba House International. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you connected with us. You'll be glad that every thing that you're standing in the need of, God already done. God already met you. God already made a way. Amen. So allow the word of God to take precedence in your life and show himself strong and show himself mighty and show himself to be God in your life. And again, that is 5709 Eastland Street every Sunday at 3 p.m. Those of you all that are looking for a church home, those of you all in the Houston area that have been seeking for God to do something for you, let us be a beacon light in the time that you need for a beacon light to be shown. Amen? Amen. So we love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. And we look forward to you guys joining us again. Remember to join us next Thursday join us this Thursday for Wednesday, Thursday, which will be the pastor of the Abba House, none other than our lady of the house, none other than Pastor Kishima Douglas, will be sharing that word with us. Pastor Kishima Douglas will be stepping in and sharing that word on this coming Thursday. She'll have our guests, and they'll be here to share the word of God with you. Amen. So we look forward to you guys coming in and being a part of what God is doing. Remember, all things work together for the good of them who love God and will call to his purpose. Let God's purpose be made purposeful in your life. Amen. Amen.